college students are defending computer networks from the government. We're not talking about the plot of some 1980s War Games movie. It's the annual Computer Defensive Exercise, and it's been running all week and concludes today. Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni looked in on CDX and joins me now with what he saw. Scott, first of all, what is the CDX? Tell us more about it.
Right. Well, as you know, the Defense Department is hurting for some serious cyber warriors. So this CDX event happens every year. This is the 17th annual. And they have students from the National Military Academy, the Naval Academy, Coast Guard, Merchant Marines, even the Canadian military academies. They all get together and build a network. And then they have this red team in the NSA, and they try and break in, like they're hackers or nation states, things like that. And it's the job of these kids to protect their network and push these quote-unquote bad guys out of the system.
Sounds like me playing Legos with my granddaughter. I build it up, and she kicks it in as fast as I can get it built
sure.
up. All right, and so how do they rate all of this? This is a black hat, white hat type of exercise they set up.
Sure. There's a scoring kind of curriculum, and it's based on usability, confidentiality of the network, and there's also certain challenges that they have. These challenges are actually pretty cool. They have to do with forensics, malware forensics, looking in and finding out how someone got into your network. They also have something for the drones. This is new in the past year for the undergraduates, at least. There's also a graduate team that does some things on the Canadian side, but they have these simulated drones that they're flying around. They have to do missions, so they might have to go to an airport and then over to a grocery store and then back to the airport, and they're being hacked this whole time, so the red team's trying to crash them. So they're judged on that, and they're also just judged on their ability to kick out something. This is another new thing, ransomware. They can either pay some of their points to get this ransomware out, or they can try and kick it out themselves, but you know they're going to be penalized either way.
And give us a sense of how this takes place, what it looks like. Are they all in a big room and everyone's at long tables with screens, and where do the judges sit?
Right, so this is a week-long exercise, and it's in the NSA, it's at Parsons, which is in over in Columbia, Maryland. The red team, along with the gray team and the white team, which are the referees, and then the gray team functions as sort of the user of these networks, so the guy that's going to click on everything is how the guy that falls for the phishing attack for these students. So the red team is in Columbia. They're all, you know, some from the Delaware National Guard, some from Microsoft, and then these students are at their own places, their schools, you know, so the Air Force Academy in Colorado and the Naval Academy in Annapolis, but they can all see each other 24/7 on this big webcam. So you can look, and you know, sometimes mistakes happen. There was one a couple of years ago. There were some kids, and they wrote all their passwords on a whiteboard, and they had that whiteboard in plain view. So you got to be careful. You know, it's not only a cyber thing. You got to be careful on how you hide those things.
Yes, a warning on video conferencing, if that's what people
want
to do. We're speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni. And what about the military itself? What's its role in all of this?
Right. Well, the military, you know, they obviously are in charge of these academies, and they're using this as a way to sort of bring in young cyber experts, young kids that really want to learn how to do this. And there's also, you know, like I said, the Delaware National Guard was in there. And this really helps people who are already in cyber learn to be better at their own cybersecurity. I talked with one Air Reservist who works for JP Morgan in cybersecurity. And what he said was basically that he works on the defensive side of JP Morgan, and by functioning as a red team, it makes him think differently about cybersecurity and how he can be more aware of the attacks that might come in. So this is Air Reservist Lieutenant Tim Lee. He's a cybersecurity analyst.
I work for JP Morgan as a tech analyst. So on the outside, I do the defensive side. I think it's fun. Like for me, it's actually the opposite of what I do on the outside. On the outside, actually the defensive side. So in here, it's actually the red team. So to the other side, that's the red team. So it's the opposite. So it's actually learning what the attacker would do. So definitely it'll be more beneficial for me once I return to my civilian job. I can see exactly what the red team does. And from there, I could actually create rules and also detection to see what activities that we see from the attackers.
That was Reservist Lieutenant Tim Lee, who works, as you said, for JP Morgan. A little bit tough to hear that tape, but what he was saying was he's usually on the defensive side. This gives him a chance to be on the offensive side and get some insight into what's coming at him and by whom when he's working.
Right, and as you can imagine, the reason that it's hard to hear him, it's really, really loud in there because there's, I would say, probably about 70 people all working together. You know, they're rushing from one computer to another saying, we need to attack here, attack this. I found this out. So there's a lot of talking, a lot of ambient noise going on in that room.
And what do some of the other students have to say about all this?
Well, the students seem to be having a lot of fun. You know, I didn't really get to talk to any of the ones over in the academy because they're pretty busy at the moment protecting against attacks. But the CDX also brought in some students to act as red teamers this year. And those kids seem to have a lot of fun. They're not really kids. They're students. They're 20, 22 years old. I talked with Nick Coe. He's a midshipman. And he told me a little bit about his experience.
A lot of these people have like such a passion for this stuff. It's not like something they do only for their day jobs. They do this at work, and then they do this in the evening, and they do it when they wake up. It's like they eat, sleep, breathe this stuff. And so it, to a degree, there's like the technical knowledge, but there's also like the art and skill that goes behind it. So you could take like an engineer, and you could show him all the systems, and he can understand it, but it takes like a guy who does this as a living to really be able to manipulate and maneuver through these systems.
And so, Scott, how do they know when this whole thing is over?
Well, they have a certain time that it's over, and then they just say, you know, this is the amount of points that everyone's gotten. And they have a server that puts up the live points, and you can also be penalized if you're cheating. They're always trying to game the system, you know, being kind of cyber warriors. So you can be penalized if you go a little too far out of bounds as well.
Although that would be kind of unrealistic, though, wouldn't it? Don't the bad hackers around the world, that's their whole point, is to go out of bounds.
That's true. That's very true. I think, you know, they have to keep some boundaries in there to keep it a fair fight. You know, can't have people stealing the actual rules of the game and everything like that.
Or yanking your Ethernet cable out.
Exactly.
That kind of thing. Is there a prize at the end? Somebody get a trophy?
There's a humongous trophy. I'd say it's probably about 2.5 feet tall. And the Army has won most of the time. Merchant Marines have won once. Canada has yet to win, but they're always competitors, they say.
Well, maybe that will translate to football. Federal News Radio, Scott Massioni, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You can check out his story and all of our cybersecurity coverage at federalnewsradio.com.